Trendspotting Thursdays, and because she likes to troll me, Kirsty came today to talk to us about crypto. Good morning!
And following that last interview, I think I'm going to hang up right now.
No, I think I hear where Kurt is coming from, but nobody ever stands out with their chest for any other political appointee like that. Okay, carry on. Tell me, what is happening? What are we? First of all, I just need to let everybody, remind everybody that you're the managing director of Have You Heard, our wonderful team who helps us figure out the major global trends that affect the way that we do business and live our lives. What's on your mind?
So today we are talking about crypto literacy, which is an interesting one because as we know, unfortunately, over the last few weeks, global financial markets have taken an absolute beating. And the shrinkage has similarly been felt in crypto markets, which have been further exacerbated by the collapse of a few projects. But despite all of this, many financial institutions are still quite bullish about the future of digital assets and currencies. And they've realized that the best way to maximize the acceptance, the adoption, the growth is through kind of broad-based education about the sector. So there's this major evolving trend in the drive towards crypto literacy, which is being spearheaded by pretty traditional organizations. Over the last few weeks, I've been kind of taking a deeper look at this, and I'm seeing that it becomes apparent that the key driver behind crypto literacy is actually a bottom-up movement, with the consumer market actually influencing the drive. So a recent survey by Winderman revealed that 82% of consumers believe the finance industry will be impacted by the metaverse. And on an institutional side, companies like Citibank, Goldman Sachs, Morgan Stanley, you know, they're predicting, you know, your metaverse will be worth between $8 and $13 trillion in the next kind of 8 years. But where it gets interesting is that same report by Winderman indicated that 78% of global consumers have an awareness of crypto, but only 15% say they know what it is and could explain it well to someone else. So we can hear there's a massive knowledge gap here. I mean, we know this very well by how, you know, kind of divided the community is, you know, whether they believe in it or not. And that gap is something that institutions are really scrambling to fill. And so we're seeing a lot of brands jump on board as well. And also like brands in quite unexpected spaces because they're brands that are largely threatened by mass adoption. So, for example, MasterCard in February this year, they expanded their consulting services to include crypto, NFTs, open banking. And 2 months earlier, their biggest competitor, Visa, launched a similar service aimed at financial institutions that are eager to attract or retain customers with crypto offerings.
So, Kirsty, in plain English, what you're saying to me is, it's not the guy who's trying to haggle you on Twitter. It's like, I'm a crypto guy. It's actually the average person around the world is finding a way of spending their money via crypto or saving their money via crypto.
Absolutely. And, you know, education is such a powerful thing here. You know, my biggest gripe with crypto is a lot of people feel that, you know, it's overnight success is possible. You know, it's a way to make a quick buck. And unfortunately, that's how people end up getting screwed over. And, you know, scammers and those bots on Twitter can kind of take advantage of you. So it's great to see, you know, the private sector really coming to the party. But it's not even just the private sector that needs to come to party. We need to see, you know, governments really kind of help us out and spearhead, you know, an education drive with digital assets. I understand the US Treasury, they recently launched a campaign to educate the public about crypto. So yeah, this kind of bottom up movement, this demand from consumers to learn more about it is really driving a lot of education in this space, which will really help kind of grow and increase that adoption of digital assets.
I'm excited to see what happens. I'm still short. I'm not long crypto. But it looks, I mean, it does. It does look like the unstoppable kind of stampede. So it's going to be very interesting to see how this plays out. Kirsty Bissett, thank you so much. Unfortunately, that's all the time we have today for Trainspotting Thursday. Managing Director at Have You Heard, always giving us a perspective on what is it that's happening in global trends that may impact us the way we do business and the way that we live our lives.